This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for May the 26th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. It says there, "And the things you have heard from me, say those in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others." End of quote. Yesterday we talked about the role of a local church in equipping believers for the works of service. You see, having an understanding of the origin and enduring nature of the scripture, the Bible, along with its powerful usefulness in teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, are divine qualities every believer in Christ must acknowledge and practice. This is mainly because we are not dealing with an earthly originated book, but trying to grasp a heavenly originated and God-breathed one. Efficient guidance by skillfully trained believers, coupled essentially with the power of the Holy Spirit, both is essential to grasp the scripture in the right way. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 to 17 says, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." Did you listen to it carefully? It says, the scripture is not only useful in teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, but also the God-breathed scripture is the source of thorough equipment for every good work God prepared for you to do. Beloved, by this time, you may have noticed, I am a person who has a very high appreciation and regard for the scripture and the reliable people and institutions who equip our generation and next with it. In this regard, many of the conservative, evangelical, and truly biblical theological institutes played a huge role in the past and today. Those are the places that cultivate deep biblical understanding by equipping the qualified and reliable with the skillfulness of the Word of God and then sending them out for God's work around the world. Now, would there be faults and failures? Of course, yes. Because we live in this sin-bound world with all its inadequacies, and we're dealing with sinful people. You see, we are not there in heaven as of yet. However, think about the great and excellent things accomplished by these God-designed institutions and great scholars these places produced. Chances are there one of the books you have in your library would be authored by one who was trained properly in a reliable Bible institute. Some Christians may not have the resources and time to attend and learn from such prestigious places. Do not worry. God has a different calling for different people to fulfill their God-prepared works here on this face of the earth. Such training is not mandatory to do God's work. However, if the Lord prompts you to attend a place or learn from a person, you must do it. God's Spirit would be prompting you for this regard. When I went to study in seminary, I felt strong inner prompting, and therefore I left the secular college where I was studying for an MBA course. Make a note, the inner prompting can be irresistible. You must obey the Lord if that's the case. Another point, thank God, common believers can also equip themselves with the literature and the books available from Bible-based authors. This is part of equipping the universal body of Christ by the spiritual gifts God entrusted with them. Praise God for them and their works. I believe our today's insight is one of the motivational statements for such great institutions. Apostle Paul says, "And the things you have heard from me, say those in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others." End of quote. Entrusting the truth of the scripture to reliable people who would be qualified to teach others around the world is the mission of all those true Bible-based theological institutions. One other way is to share your knowledge you gain to others in your circles. This is possible in a local church setting if the leaders have the vision for such matters. The receptivity must also be there to accomplish this. Sadly, many of the church leaders these days lack the passion and vision in this regard. In such places, the Bible-based theological training colleges have an indescribable calling to fulfill. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, thank you for the God-breathed, heavenly-generated book, the scripture that is in our hands, the Bible. We thank you, Lord, we can read and study and enjoy it. Lord, if the Holy Spirit prompting us to study the Bible in a deep way, help us to obey your prompting. From person to person, or from a local church, or from a theological seminary, Bible-based theological seminary. In whichever way, Lord, may your work be fulfilled in this world. The works of the service of God may continue to be flourishing around the world these days. For that purpose, we thank you for the great scholars and the Bible institutes and all those who help us to know the Word of God. We praise you and we worship you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.